Want to make your life better?
This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
Well, top of the morning to you, and welcome to the 600-second Kick-Ass Life Show, designed to put a little smile on your face, a little spring into your step, and allow me to give you a little boot in the body, or a little kick in a rump, or as I like to call it, a little kick in the arse. Now, this is your first time listening to the show. Do not think the Monday show is anything like the Tuesday or the Thursday show. It's not. Go and give it a listen. Don't walk away because you think I'm too silly or you don't like my Irish accent. Don't worry about it. There's lots of good stuff on Tuesdays and Thursdays. All right. Now, I'm going to start with a few fun facts. Now, these are not so fun. These are fascinating facts as opposed to fun facts. Fascinating facts about personality. Birth order can influence your personality. Did you realize that most wars were started by firstborns, those big bullies? I'm the youngest of four, so it wasn't me. I didn't start the war. We know the youngest, though, little buggers we are. Number two, your personality is relatively stable throughout your whole life. In other words, in long-term studies of personality, some of the most core parts of personality remain stable throughout your entire life. Three aspects that do tend to change as we age are anxiety, friendliness, and eagerness for novel experiences. That's right, the adventure, that changes. Number three, personality traits are linked to certain illnesses. Do you realize that? This is crazy because, you know, what they found was that in certain illnesses, like, you know, heart disease are linked to hostility and aggression. Stop being such a meanie, all right? Number four, animals have their own distinct personalities, including spiders and birds and elephants. They always say they have their own little quirks. They're a little quirky. And current research suggests that there are only five core personalities. They used to think there were 4,000. Now they say it comes down to extroversion, like to be an extrovert. Agreeableness. Oh, yes. I'm kissing your butt right there. Conscientiousness. Neuroticism. And openness. The five, extrovert, agreeable, conscientious, neurotic, or open. That's it. And the personality influence our personal preferences. Like when you're voting for a president, typically it comes down to the personality of the guy. Is that, who cares about his politics? I like the way he talks. And number seven, people can accurately judge your personality based on your Facebook profile. Oh dear, do you know that? And number eight, numerous factors can contribute to personality disorders. You know, in just if we look at the United States, because you know, why not? The estimated 10 to 15% of adults in the United States experience symptoms of at least one personality disorder. Now, the factors are genetics, relationship with peers, high sensitivity, just like me, I'm a little sensitive soul, verbal abuse, and childhood trauma. And number 10, your pet may reveal information about your personality. In a study of 4,500 people, researchers asked participants whether they consider themselves to be a dog person or a cat person. Oh, what they found out, they identified people who were dog people tended to be more extroverted and eager to please others, while those who described themselves as cat people tended to be more introverted. Ladies and gentlemen, today's show is not about personality. That was just the fun facts. We haven't even got going yet, but I do have a song for you. Here we go. Wakey, wakey, everybody. Personality. I'm singing. It's Monday morning. Over. And over. Oh, I'll be a fool for you, folks. Are you awake yet? Come on. If you're driving along in a car, I dare you to wave at the person next to you. Pretend you know him. I love doing that. Toot your horn and wave. Just wave aggressively. You see, most of them are going to wave back and pretend they know you because they think, oh God, I forgot that person. Go on, try it. Try it. All right, let's move on because today's show is not about personality. That was just me warm up. And if you're listening to it for the first time, oh, you poor bugger. Listen, and by the way, if you haven't heard my show on Valentine's, I'm going to change my voice right now. Ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't hear the Valentine's show, I urge you to go back and have a listen. It was on love, sex, and intimacy. And the only reason I did that show was for my friend Morgan, who's 13, who sent me a little video. And he said, David, when you talked about sex on your show, I wanted to barf in my mouth. So I did a whole show on it. Morgan, you're 13. Wakey, wakey. It's all for you, my friend. But listen to the show. We had so many great, so much great feedback from the show on love, sex, and intimacy. And we just peel back the curtain of our own personal journey. I just share it authentically. The only way we know how, let's be honest. We can't do it any other way. But anyway, so what's today's show about? It's all about the five things you've learned that have completely changed your life. Yes, we're talking about change your life. And this was from a TED talk, and there were five answers, and I kind of like them. I don't say I like them all equally, but I like some of them more equally than others. And so with that being said, the first answer, we spend one third of life working, so choose wisely and do something that counts. So the first thing that changed your life, and I was talking to a guy today, I won't use his name because I know his parents may overhear the show, 17, and he Facebooked me. And talked about, you know, he wanted some advice. And I said, just call me because it'll be easier if I can talk to you because it's a big subject and there's lots to talk about. And he's talking about taking a gap year. And I said, well, what do your parents want you to do? And he said, well, just go to college, get a good job, work hard, get a pension. Nice. That's old school thinking. But, you know, having a year off, I always think young people should take a year off and really, really discover who they are so they can come back and discover their passion. And we'll get into that in a second here. But do something that counts. When we live our passion, it's like every day seems to be an eternity. We wake up sizzly and poppy and we go to bed full. And that's the way we want to live, right? So the idea of taking some time away to discover who you are, especially at 17, you're just a little bit wet behind the ears, is to find out who you are so you can really come back and discover what you want to do. And again, you know, pressure from parents, one thing. But, you know, if your parents are extremely happy and extremely rich and they just exude the passion of life every single day, hey, listen up. And if they don't, then just say, hey, mom, dad, trust me. And again, take a little bit of time away before you come back and decide on that program. So, all right, that was number one. I think I'm going to play you a song though, because this is all about changing. And listen to this woman's voice. Don't forget, if you want to know what songs I play, go to thekickasslife.com and to the show notes and just click on the show notes and all the links will be there. Here we go. This woman's voice is crazy.
Changing, seeing everything so clear. I am changing. I'm gonna start right now, right here. I'm hoping to work it out, and I know.
Listen to those lungs. Her name's Jennifer. I bet you can't guess her last name. I didn't know her. All right. Number two, to master anything, number of tries is the key. Listen, I keep saying it. Every master was once a disaster, right? But to master anything, the number of tries is the key. Always learn new skills, discover new places, and read much. They say that leaders are readers. But, you know, always learn new skills. This is the thing which, I mean, I can't believe it. You guys driving to work right now, the ones that are waving to the car next to you, pretending that you know them. What is it? What is it about this week? What could you learn this week that you've been putting off? Is it ballroom dancing? What do you want to do? Ride a horse? You know, milk a cow? What do you want to do? What's something you've always wanted to do you haven't done? Go do it. Do it this week. Imagine this is your last week. It could be, you know, this could be your last time. I know it's a depressing thought. I know. So what? Wake up. You know, don't live your life like it's going to live forever. Live life like you're dying, because you are. You know, life is a sexually transmitted terminal disease. And sadly, oh, I know, I'm crazy. I'm feeling crazy today. All right. Now, so number three, take risks. If you win, you'll lead. If you lose, you'll guide. I like that. If you win, you'll lead. If you lose, you'll guide. That's so often, right? Because, I mean, you take a risk. Things don't go well. You're going to learn something, and you're probably going to teach someone about it, right? If you win and you succeed, guess what? People are going to want to follow you anyway, right? So whatever. But what the risk? Take the risk. Take the step. That's what I love. I love this ready, fire, aim. Ready, fire, aim. I mean, you know, you got to sort of just take a risk. Just trust. And you're going to learn so much in the doing. And so many people will get ready to get ready to get ready. Wakey, wakey. It's Monday. I think it's time for a song. I'm going to play a few more songs. What time is it? Oh my goodness. I'm already at 10 minutes. I haven't even got to number five. It's going to go long again, ladies and gentlemen. I promise I won't go past 15. Here we go. Gentlemen, didn't I ask for a place I could stay? What were we both thinking the next? But I just got in the way. You were just always talking about changing, changing. What if I was the same then, same then? The same I always was. Things that you say, like I forget about the mind-numbing games that you play. I am a gentleman, did not pay for every laugh, every time, every bit. Now, number four. Your family is the best gift in life. Love them and be grateful. You know what? Listen, I got to talk about this. You know, even your family that are assholes right now, guess what? I promise you, especially young people listening in, you know, you may not be getting on well with your parents. That's because they think they know what you should be doing, right? Because they want to protect you. I get it. But they grew up in a world that they don't even understand your world right now. Like, we didn't understand our parents' world. We thought they were all squares, you know. And so every generation's gone through it. But you're going to end up loving your family if you choose that now. Choose the path. I always say to my boys, you guys are going to be best friends. Just get over yourself. If you're having a fight, just know you're going to be best friends one day, and it's going to happen. And so just to sort of foster the idea that even if you're off the rails with your family right now, don't worry, it's going to be all right. And that there's a yearning part of our heart as we get older that we want to be connected. Doesn't matter what kind of parents you got, whether they're idiots or whether they're amazing and enlightened, you know, and people who grew up in nice homes sometimes hate their parents, and people who grew up in bad homes sometimes love their parents. Who knows? It's just a crapshoot. But we can make a decision. If you're listening to this show, one of the things you can change is your attitude towards your family members. If you've got a family member you don't get on so well with, you know, just don't let them drag you into the soup. Just be around and be light. Look for the greatness in them. Look for what's good about them. And, you know, you don't have to love every family member, but this is one of the things from the TED Talks. You know, your family is the best gift in life. Love them and be grateful. And you may be sitting there right now seething, saying, this is crap. I don't believe this guy. This guy is out to lunch. Listen, buddy. All I'm doing is I'm reading you something from TED Talks here because I agree with it. I think it's something. I hated my parents. And I got to say, you know, I do. I love them, and I go out of my way to do nice things for them, and it makes me feel good. So there. Hey, we got one more to come. And I think before we do the last one, I promised 15 or how long, or maybe I won't be able to do that. Let's see. But I'm going to play one more song. Here we go. Everyone's Changing. See if you can guess who this is. One more time before we go to number five. See the pain in your eyes. Says everybody's changing, and I don't know why. Sorry, it's inside. Try to understand that I'm trying to make a move just to stay in the game. Stay awake and remember my name. But everybody's changing, and I don't feel the same. We're all changing, hopefully growing, you know. Yeah, if you're not growing, you're dying, right? Look at your plants. They either grow and then one day they die. And that's what we got to do is keep growing all the way through life. Let's go to the last one. I like this one. If you don't build your dream, someone will hire you to build their dream. Success is all about hard work, passion, and will. Okay, these aren't all mine. I do agree with many of them. And I do agree that, you know, if you're not building your own dream, a part of something that you believe in, and someone's going to hire you, and you will definitely be building theirs. So, you know, that's it. That's the show right here. I do want to say I launched a new show, Amplified Network Marketing. If you're looking for a vehicle, if you don't have your vehicle sorted out, if you're not doing something right now that can create extreme wealth for you and your family, and freedom is more the word, but create freedom for you and your family, come over and listen to the new show, AmplifiedNetworkMarketing.com. You can go to AMPDNM, Network Marketing. All right. And just come out and hang out. It's a great personal growth, but some of the stories are off the charts. This week, we'll be talking to a woman that was a high school counselor, and now she makes $100,000 a month. And she tells her journey took a number of years to do it. And she says, well, you know, she'll share what she did, right? And it doesn't matter whether you got something weird or quirky about network marketing. That's your stuff. That's not the industry stuff, right? But just maybe listen in, come support the show. And if you can, you can like us on Facebook. We're going to try and get, I've got like so many Facebook pages, I can't even count them anymore. So we're going to try and get that all streamlined. And don't forget, we've got a couple of events coming up that you may want to be a part of. We're going to be in Australia. I've got three events there in Sydney, Perth, and Brisbane. And again, you can find out about those. They will be on the website coming up. But right now, if you want to sort of Facebook us, if you're interested in those events. And of course, the Amplified Island Adventure. And that's going to be, actually, I think we have 9 spots left. So I let you know, it's been selling out pretty good here. We don't only talk about it on the show, so I don't sort of rattle many cages. But that being said, I hope you had a great day. And I hope that you're thinking about some of the things you want to change in your life to make it absolutely exceptional. Why not? Why not have the most beautiful life in the world? You know, why not? Just tell me, why not? And then one other thing I want to tell you is I'm very, very grateful, you know, because our new show went to number one on iTunes last week. And that's because a lot of you listening here have crossed over because you're interested. And so thanks for that. And yeah, let's go with a song, shall we? Speak to you on the other side. Make this the most special Monday of your whole life. Here we go.
That was kick-ass.